All right, we'll keep going with our post-race media availabilities here for the 17th annual TheHouse.com 300. We are now joined by our race winner, Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7, Brandt Celebrating the Future AG Chevrolet. Justin, can you talk about what it means to be a winner here today at Chicago?
First of all, I'm sorry I'm late, but I know y'all have seen the big tent up there in turn 3 and 4, and there's a lot of people that decided that they were going to come down. Rick Brandt always tells me to cause a party, and today we did that, and they all came down to party in Victory Lane, so we took a little longer than normal, so I apologize for that, but just an awesome weekend. You know, obviously coming home, this is my home racetrack that I've loved dearly for a number of years, and was fortunate enough to get a win here before, but to have Brandt on the car, celebrating the future VAG, FFA 4-H on the car this weekend, you know, just the whole connection of being from Illinois to go to Victory Lane was incredible. Obviously, you know, this is the last race before the playoffs, and for us, those bonus points are huge. You know, that puts us in a great spot going into these first three races of the playoffs, and this team never gives up. They never quit, and at one point in the race today, I wasn't even sure if we were going to finish in the top 10. And then to be able to come back and go to Victory Lane was really special. So those last restarts were so important. We were able to get good restarts, and ultimately, you know, that's what got us to Victory Lane.
Outstanding. And just so you know, too, Justin, we did have Dale Jr. and Jason in here earlier, and they were incredibly proud of you as well. So if we have questions for our race winner, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you, and we'll get going. Chris, you got a question?
ChrisKnight@Kidsfest.com. Justin Gretz.
Thank you.
On the win. Of all your Xfinity Series victories, how special is it to win at your hometown? I know it's not your first Xfinity win here, but this one's got to be pretty special, too.
The first one I actually won on a fuel mileage race, and the car that was leading ran out of gas, and I passed him and then ran out of gas. It was Carl Edwards, and that one meant a lot. You know, that was special. But on the flip side of it, that was quite a few years ago. And I've been fortunate enough to really really evaluate where I am in my racing career. And I think this one, the meaning of it is a lot greater. Not that the first one was bad by any means, but you know, to be able to really understand and realize how cool it is to win at your home racetrack with all of those Brandt guests and customers and employees up there, that's something that you just can't believe it until it happens. And when it does, man, I'll tell you, those last three or four laps there, I could hear everything. I was waiting for something to go wrong. I was waiting for the caution to come out. You know, there were so many things that I had running through my mind. And when we finally got to that point where we took the white, it was like the emotions just kind of flooded over me. And it was like, man, this is incredible. This one definitely ranks right up there at the top of all the wins. You know, the win in Phoenix earlier this year was cool because it locked us into the playoffs. But how cool is it now to be able to win the last race before the playoffs start? 2-1 season, which is something I've never done before either. So that's hopefully that's the start of, you know, maybe another 5 or 6 before this is over. That'd be incredible, wouldn't it?
We'll go to Dan and then to Aaron in the back.
Justin, do you still have all your family or family here? Do you have a lot of people here from Illinois to watch?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of friends and family that normally come up for this race, and typically the races where nobody shows up is the ones that we usually do really well at. But I had all of my my mom and dad and my in-laws and all of the cousins and brother-in-law and everybody that lives close still, they were all up here. Probably the coolest part of the day, though, was in all the victories that I've been fortunate enough to go to Victory Lane in, my daughter's never made it to Victory Lane, not even in a dirt car. You know, every time I've even gone to Victory Lane in a dirt car, she's not been there that night. So today to see her face light up and to see, you know, she was throwing confetti and just absolutely in love with being in Victory Lane. And that's a feeling and an emotion that, you know, growing up, my dad worked in the racing industry and was in Victory Lane a lot with, you know, the racetracks that they went to and, you know, he serviced the ARCA series. And I got to go to Victory Lane and see the emotion as a kid and then carried that love for Victory Lane on after that. And so I hope that instills in her. And, you know, if she wants to be a race car driver, that's great too. But just I hope she realizes at an older age how special that moment is and how cool it is. She's 4.
Aaron in the back.
Aaron Bearden kicking the tires. Justin, with your win today and Byron's issues, you had a 9-point swing in playoff points, and now you're just 2 points out of the top spot going into the playoffs. How huge was this race for you for your playoffs, and do you feel like this was a championship statement?
Well, first of all, I don't know that it's a championship statement or not. I don't know. I can't tell you that. It's still way too early. You know, we saw it last year. Speed is one thing, but being able to execute at the end of these races is another. And today I felt so bad for William. You know, obviously we knew that statistically we could beat William in the end of the regular season. But on the flip side of it, you know, I've got a lot of respect for all three of my teammates. I want to see those guys thrive. And you know, we locked all four in today. That was the ultimate goal. You know, at the end of the day, that was the ultimate goal. But never did I want to see William have trouble. When I did see it, I kind of changed my mindset a little bit of, okay, well, obviously he's having trouble. There is that opportunity to go get those points. And we know how crucial they are in this playoffs format. So, you know, that was the goal, was to try and gain as many points as we could gain. Never did I think that we could go to victory lane and get a 9-point swing. I mean, that's incredible in itself. But, you know, we got 1, 2, 3. Like I said, all four locked in. And I really strongly believe that when it comes to Homestead, we could have four Junior Motorsports cars in the battle for the championship. And that would be absolutely incredible.
We'll go to Bob over here, and then we'll wrap up on our right over here.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. You're so good at Homestead. How much do you feel like it kind of just getting there and then letting it play out?
100% getting there. You know, last year we felt like we had the speed and we had the finishes, and something crazy happened. I think it was Kansas and Kentucky both. We got damage at Kansas and then got slightly wrecked at Kentucky and was able to rebound back. You know, I think execution of these races is so important nowadays. You know, and there's so many good teams. I mean, you look at the top 12. To be honest with you, I don't want to race any of them because they're all really, really good, and they're all teams that you feel like could be capable of going out each and every week and competing for you know, wins and top fives. And you know, so for us, this is a big moment because I feel like mile and a half program has been our weakness at Junior Motorsports, at least on the 7 team. And so to be able to come out today and to have that momentum going into the playoffs, that's huge. That's what we got to have. And you know, I think these next few races are going to be about not necessarily conservation, but, you know, finishing three, moving on to the next three, finishing three, and then moving on to Homestead. You know, it's not going to be easy by any means. There's a lot of teams that are rising to the occasion right now, and we just got to make sure we execute.
We'll go over here to our right.
Siegel, frontstretch.com. You mentioned that this is the first season that you've had multiple wins in your career. What does that do for you and your team's psyche moving forward into the playoffs?
It's huge. You know, this team at Junior Motorsports it's incredible to work for. You know, I've been fortunate enough to work with a lot of great people in my racing career. And you know, there's always circumstances that make things good or don't, right? And for me, I feel like right now, the group of guys that I've got on my race team, whether that's pit crew or shop guys or road crew, spotters, truck drivers, it doesn't matter. You know, this whole team rallies behind each other. We've had some loss this year. You know, we lost Adam that was on the 5 team. That was really hard on our organization, and I think that was a testament to how close-knit of a group we've had. My truck driver, Matt, he lost his father a couple weeks ago. And you know, we've had a lot of loss on this team. And that's kind of what's rallied this whole team together. You know, we want to be successful. We want to win races. We want to be up front. And this team, just the hard work and dedication. I mean, every team works hard, but the dedication that these guys have behind the scenes is absolutely incredible. I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else right now.
And Justin, before we let you go, we did have one more question from Lee Spencer. She wanted to know, where would your career be without Brant?
Nowhere. I'd probably be back at home in Springfield, Illinois, and working for my dad. You know, Rick Brant, GB Glenn Brant, Evelyn Brant Thomas, kind of the entire group up there is they're incredible people. And you know, I think if you talk to their customers, you talk to their employees, there's not a soul that they would explain Brant Professional Agriculture the same way I just explained Junior Motorsports. And there's a lot to be said for that. You know, Rick Brant has said many, many times that he loves working with Dale Jr. And Kelly because he feels like the family atmosphere and how they've come from the bottom and kind of worked their way up through and they're successful at it. You know, there's a lot of similarities, and I think from a driver and a sponsor, you couldn't ask for a better relationship. You know, obviously there's been a lot of damage to Texas and to Florida with the two hurricanes and a lot of other islands. You know, they were affected as much probably as a lot of people too. They have a plant down there in Florida. A lot of their employees and customers were dealing with the hurricane as well. And you know, Rick and I were talking back and forth nonstop about, you know, Florida and how they were doing and how everything was going on down there. And he was trying to fly back in the day after the hurricane hit just to make sure that all the employees were okay. And I think that to me gives me a lot of pride in the company that I represent and companies, period, you know, plural of all the companies. But definitely something that's incredible for me.
Excellent. Well, Justin, thank you so much, and good luck in the playoffs.
Thanks, guys.